My name is Mark Adams. I work for S&J Associates. I'm a lower-level assistant. And 2 days ago, I was called into my boss's office for... None of that's important. Look, I guess it doesn't matter who I am or what I do. I don't even know if I'll be here when... If anyone hears this. It doesn't matter. What matters is her. She has to be stopped. This is about Jennifer Reese, the youngest CEO in S&J history, the one you see all over the news. But there's something you don't know. God, there's so much you don't know. So much I didn't know. I wish I knew then what I know now. I could have done more. I could have saved him. I could have stopped her. If there's one thing I need to do before, I need to make sure people know. Jennifer Reese isn't who you think she is.
Meeting? Damn.
Couldn't pay attention to anything other than that skirt. Did you see how tight it was?
When she bent over to plug in the projector? Oh, I swear.
How do you think she likes it? Gotta be rough, right? A woman like that?
Oh, I'd like to find out for myself.
Definitely.
Jesse, you don't stand a chance, man. I mean, look at her and look at, well, you.
Oh, come on. I can get that if I want. You know I like a challenge.
Good luck. That chick will eat you alive, brother.
Hey, guys. Who are we talking about?
No one. Just talking.
Nothing, man. I'll tell you later. Hey, we still on for the movies on Friday? That new thriller with Megan Fox looks sick.
Yeah, sure. That's how it went at the office. Even with Jesse, who I'd been friends with forever, I never really fit. Honestly, I kind of thought they were all douchebags, to be honest. Obviously, I'd heard them, who they were talking about. It's not like they were being very subtle, either, leering after her like that. And of course, like the rest of them, I thought she was... Well, I'd never quite seen anything like her before. She was every guy's fantasy. The type of woman who felt alluring in every way imaginable. She walked past my desk every day, and every day all I could look at was her legs. How soft they might feel. Then the curve of her ass. Then her hair as she let it down. You could get lost in any detail, every detail of her existence. And the best part is, you'd never want to be found. Not that my feelings about her mattered at that point. I was a grunt, barely noticeable in the flow of the job. I knew it, and sometimes I preferred it. I fixed broken key cards and got people coffee, organized overflowing stacks of files in the mailroom. Maybe that's why, when she suddenly turned her sights on me, maybe that's why I couldn't resist. I can't ever go back there now. And Jesse, I don't know if I'll ever forgive myself for what happened to him. I wish I could say I didn't know. God, I wish I didn't know. That I could think he just left, got out of this shit city and never looked back. But I can't believe any of that now. Once he set his mind to something, he was like a dog with a bone. And Jennifer, she... God, I wish I could have stopped it.
And I cannot believe it went down like that. What a night.
Hey, have any of you seen Jesse today? He's never this late.
Probably had a late night.
There's no way he actually went over and spoke to her. I still can't believe it.
To who?
Jennifer. We went out for drinks at the Penny last night. 3 rounds in, Jennifer shows up. Obviously, Jesse, well, you know him. He shot his shot, and it's 11 a.m. He's not here. She's not here.
What a legend. I can't believe it.
Not being invited out for drinks was nothing new. But Jesse, not drunk calling me to tell me every detail, not stopping by my desk in the morning to gloat about his latest conquest. That was different. I made my second cup of coffee for the day and went back to my desk. It slipped my mind until I caught the scent of her perfume as she passed. She didn't even glance at me. Why would she? But I felt myself stiffen all over in response to even being close to her. It was embarrassing, the immediate reaction she had on me without even acknowledging my existence. I shifted a little in my seat, hoping to hide the bulge in my pants. I noticed something around her wrist. It caught the light a little as she unlocked her office door. I could have sworn. Jesse's father had given him the watch at our high school graduation. It had it engraved with his initials. He joked about it a lot, how lame it was. But he's worn it every day since. I thought, I was so sure I had seen that watch. His watch on her wrist. A few sizes too big, it hung just below her sleeves. Without thinking, I got up and walked over to the door of her office. It was shut now, but the blinds were slated open. Her back was to me when I raised my hand to knock on the door, and the moment she turned, I hesitated at the sight of her. Her blouse undone, her breasts barely contained by her bra as she leaned forward to look for something in her bag. Her long, dark hair trailed in front of her face as she pulled out a dress and tossed it onto the desk. What was she doing? Is she... Surely she wasn't about to get undressed. Why here? Why show up in clothes that she would just... I glanced around. Most people who stuck around for lunch were in the break room. I watched as her delicate hands began to slowly unbutton the rest of her blouse. I shouldn't be watching this. I should leave. My hand was still half raised, poised to knock, and I watched her red nails trail slowly down her chest as she stripped off the shirt. I couldn't exactly remember why I was going to knock. My heart was pounding in my chest, but everything felt like it was somehow in slow motion. Is this real? As she reached back to unzip her skirt, the bulge in my pants grew larger. Her skin looked so smooth, so soft. Her hair falling across her skin as she moved. She let the skirt fall down to the ground, and my cock twitched at the sight of her.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.